Station, York, and Inner.
Architecture historian Vincent Scully once famously wrote of Penn Station, "Through it one entered the city like a god, one scuttles in now like a rat." He was writing back in 1969, after the owner of the original Penn Station sold the Beaux-Arts Palace to make way for a sports arena and put all of its rail operations underground. Now, 300,000 commuters scuttle through that warren every day. One of them is Len Rusto.
It's not a very user-friendly station. You really have to be looking hard to find where you're going, and people just congregate around.
Rusto, an insurance executive from Chatham, New Jersey, arrives each morning on the 728 Express.
People have to walk forward to line up to go upstairs, and that could take anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes of just kind of waiting to be able to go up the stairs.
The original Penn was built in 1910 as a station for long-distance passenger trains, where people could take their time getting on and off. The narrow platforms and infrequent stairways were quickly overwhelmed as the number of suburban commuters mushroomed. New Jersey Transit added a couple of stairways and escalators when it built a wing a few years ago, but they did little good.
Look how much narrower these stairs are. You can really get just one person.
The state of New York is trying to fix what many consider to be one of the biggest urban planning mistakes in the city's history. First, it will turn the Farley Post Office across 8th Avenue into an extension of the train station and name it after the late Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan. Then, private developers will move Madison Square Garden entirely. Penn Station's ceiling can be torn open, and the ticketing hall will be brought up to street level. A giant skylight will run from 8th almost to 7th Avenue. Equally important, the renovation will add more escalators and stairways. But while New York State is trying to beautify the place where riders disembark, New Jersey Transit is struggling with the number of commuters coming into the city. The tunnels that it uses to go to Penn Station are full to capacity. And so the state agency wants to build a new tunnel underneath the Hudson River. The thing is, this tunnel will go so deep under the riverbed and take such a long distance to surface that it cannot use Penn Station's tracks. Instead, trains will disgorge passengers at an entirely different station, one block to the north. The platforms will be 175 feet below 34th Street, between 6th and 8th Avenues. That is the equivalent of 17 stories underground. Even with high-speed escalators, it will take 6 to 7 minutes to reach the surface. George Hykalis, president of the Institute for Rational Urban Mobility, compares it to the subway stop at 53rd Street and 5th Avenue on the E and V lines, which is less than half as deep.
Imagine greeting people at the top of that escalator and saying you're only about 40% of the way home.
Hykalis argues that New Jersey Transit and the other big user of Penn Station today, the Long Island Railroad, could increase capacity if they learned to share tracks. That way, the same train that came from the Hamptons could stop in Midtown and then continue west into New Jersey. Track sharing would increase the number of trains that Penn Station could serve, but New Jersey Transit argues that even if collaboration were possible, it would not solve the most important problem, how to get more passengers across the Hudson. The agency believes there could be twice as many passengers by 2025, and the only way to accommodate that growth is to dig another tunnel. And when you build tunnels these days, you have to go deep, according to Art Silber, the chief of the Trans-Hudson Express Tunnel Project.
We have developed a profile for the project where we can be below the mud line so as to not cause environmental impacts to the river, or Hudson River Park, or the historic bulkhead, or any other properties, you know, in the 12th Avenue, 11th Avenue, 10th Avenue areas.
Silber defends the new station, saying that it will be more pleasant than the current Penn Station, with wider platforms and more escalators. Still, in the future, it will take 20 years and almost $10 billion to redo Penn and dig a new tunnel. New Jersey train riders will be split into two classes. Half of them will arrive at a re-glorified Penn Station, where commuting will be faster and far more pleasant. The other half will go even deeper underground and face the same lengthy exits that they endure at today's Penn Station.
They say they'll have de-escalators, but the escalators are only as good as the escalators are if they work.
The project still needs to be approved and to secure about half of its $7.5 billion cost. Critics are hoping that New Jersey Transit finds a way to bring the tunnel higher up before that happens. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.